Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, truth seekers and lovers of truth, welcome to another episode of No. But seriously, let me explain. Hosted by the radiant razor-sharp earth angel herself, Lala DeVee. This isn't just a podcast, baby. It's your sanctuary for bold business gems, next-level resources, amazing credit secrets, and real-deal relationship talk that'll shift your whole mindset in the best way. Bookmark this page, hit subscribe, and turn on those notifications, because missing out is not an option. If your credit's in struggle mode, don't trip. Text HELP, my credit, to 507-400-3426, and let our live agents work their magic. Real people, real help. Now that business is handled, let's get into the brilliance. Lala DeVee, do your thing, girl.
Welcome back, my lovely, luminous, slightly chaotic, and beautifully evolving souls to another episode of No. But seriously, let me explain. The one podcast that will keep you fully engaged with all that divine talk, the downloads, and pretty much everything in between. I am your lovely host, Lala DeVee, your favorite cosmic homegirl, part spiritual midwife, part holy troublemaker, just here to deliver the truth that might be stinging a little before it sets you free. Because listen, we are not here to do any fake deep diving today. We're going to the kind of depth that your ego might need some floaties. So get ready for that. Now that you have been rocking with me, you already know the vibe. I'm not here to sugarcoat your shadow work or coddle your chaos. I'm here to make you laugh, to think, maybe side-eye a couple of your decisions in the process. But ultimately, wake the fuck up, you know? So, today's topic, and woo, baby, we're unpacking something real. We're talking about the power of words. So I'm talking about energy. I'm talking about intention and all kinds of stuff folks like to call witchcraft. Because they don't really understand it. They deem it as something negative. But newsflash, most of y'all aren't out here, you know, doing God's work daily. Most of y'all are out here casting spells every time you open your mouth. And yeah, I'm talking to you. So if you ever say something similar to "I'm broke," then boom, that's a spell. If you can't find love and you're constantly saying that and your energy radiates that, guess what? That's a spell. Like, you've been out here prophesizing struggle over your life with the same tongue you use to pray for blessings. So please make it make sense. We're going to just dive a little bit deeper into the everyday rituals, okay, that we've liked to normalize, from making wishes on top of birthday cakes and candles to manifesting chaos through gossip, and why half of it is just energetic witchcraft and designer clothes. So grab your sage, your sense of humor, and maybe a notebook for accountability that's about to hit, because I'm not just about to start talking freely, you know. I'm about to unravel some things. So I'm going to pull this veil back. No fluff, no fear, no filter. Let's get into it. Now, before we even dive deep into crystals, sage, tarot cards, let me just take a real quick pause for a second and allow me a moment to reintroduce myself properly, because some of y'all hear me. You hear me clearly, of course, and you hear me speak with authority about spiritual things. and your first instinct is to side-eye it. So let me be real clear and clear something up real quick. I'm not out here dibbling and dabbling in darkness. I am a modern day, okay? An emphasis on the modern day Proverbs 31 woman. A woman who speaks with wisdom first, okay? I walk with discernment and fear God more than I fear gossip. Okay, I'm not out here manipulating energy for evil. I'm aligning with the divine truth for clarity, healing, and restoring. I move with intention, not illusion. I operate in authority, not confusion. I use my gifts as they were given to me to identify, not to deceive. So let me ask you guys this for a real quick second, family, friends, whoever's tuned in. Do you really believe a woman who operates in divine authority, a woman who life bears fruit of faith, bears fruit of wisdom and discernment, would willingly conduct herself maliciously? Okay, I'm gonna take a little quick pause, let y'all gather yourself for a minute. Because to me, I would sit and think, would a woman like that be grounded in prayer, purpose, and discernment, go against the very source that gives her the power? Like, come on now. I need you guys to think a little bit higher. And here's what I really want everyone to really grasp, okay? Because the tools themselves, such as the crystals, the sage, and the tarot cards, they're all neutral items on this table, okay? It's not the tool that carries light or darkness. It's the intention of the hands that actually holds it. Similar to money, okay? I'm in a store. If I just so happen to have a check in my hand, what happens next depends entirely on what I plan to do with it, right? Like whether it's going to become malicious or not. Okay, the same with cash. Like I can either cash it to bless my family and invest in my growth or feed the needy, or I can use it to fund something destructive, something deceitful, something that's not biblical, you know, something that's not of God. It's not that money will change you. Your intentions on what you do with money will change you. It's the same with spiritual tools as well. Like you can light sage to purify your home or set intentions in prayer or meditate for peace. Or you can even use it for manipulation, control, or to harm. However, what you cannot say is that the sage is sinful, is deceitful, and it should be a disgrace. Like even the same thing with the crystals. Like the crystal didn't conspire with the sage and say, come on, let's go get this brother and take him down now. I'm ready to be deceitful. No, it's the spirit behind it that defines the energy of the act. So whoever is holding it will determine whether it's gonna be malicious or not. And that's the same practice. And for what I like to say, you know, for many people that's behind what everyone calls witchcraft, like the same principle applies. Witchcraft isn't just, you know, conundrums and candles. It's intention, okay? It's an energetic force of will and motion. And whether it's light or dark depends on the heart's posture behind it. Like if I had iniquity in my heart and all I wanted to do was harm people, what would I run to? Spell work, witchcraft, voodoo dolls, black magic, things like that that are evil intentionally. Like that's what those low vibrational people bring, okay? Not someone that's spiritual and highly favored in the spiritual realm. we're not doing things with malicious intent.
So that will be an absolutely hard no.
I am not practicing any type of witchcraft in a way that fear-based minds like to label it, okay? I'm practicing awareness. I'm practicing alignment. I'm practicing the art of using what God already placed in this world, the herbs, the stones, our intuition, just to bring myself and others closer to Him, not farther away from Him. By the end of each day with anything, and I mean anything, it could be corrupted if the heart is using it in an ill will type of way. But when a heart is pure and the motive is love, every tool becomes a vessel for light. So before you judge the practice, be sure you check the posture. And before you label someone witchy, ask yourself, is it witchcraft or is it wisdom? Now let's keep it real cute and all the way real for a minute. Everything created with power can always be corrupted when the heart behind it is negative or operating out of a lower vibration. The same tools that can heal, guide you, or protect you can also be twisted when you use ego, jealousy, or control behind it. Like for me, in my case, I really don't have to watch my back because I know God got me. But I do know that there are people who do take spiritual tools and use them to manipulate energy, to deceive other people, or just to stir up some type of chaos. Like, they do not speak words to uplift you. They speak words to tear you down. They perform these rituals not to connect with light, but to dominate or confuse, okay? And that's when it really shifts from spirituality to spiritual abuse. But again, it's not the sage, the cards, or the crystals that's going to do the harm. It's the human intent behind them. When you approach any spiritual practice from a place of anger, envy, or revenge, you're stepping out of alignment with that divine order. It's like taking something sacred and turning it into a weapon. So think of it like this. Think about how we're able to go out and buy these firearms, okay? A gun by itself isn't good or evil. It's neutral. It's a neutral metal, okay? What determines its energy is the purpose of the person that's holding it. One purpose might be someone coming in to buy a gun. They might purchase that firearm to protect their home, to feel safe, or to defend their family in case of emergencies, okay? And another one might buy it, on another hand, okay, with hate, fear in their heart, or intending to cause some type of harm. The gun didn't change. The intention did. The same goes for spiritual tools, whether you're using a candle, a prayer, or a crystal. It's not about the object. It's about the spirit that you're using and what's allowing to move within you when you do decide to use it. So when people say that, hey, that's witchcraft, and I tell them, hey, everything powerful can be misused, okay? But power itself isn't the problem. The real question is, what's your motive, okay? And are you using that power to heal, or are you using that power to hurt somebody? Are you using it to guide, or are you using it for some type of guilt trip or something? Are you using it to bring peace, or do you just want to prove a point?
We have come to a very short commercial break, paid for by our lovely sponsors. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this message.
All right, let's get real for a cute second. You know what's scarier than a horror movie at midnight? Checking your credit score, knowing dang well it's been acting up.
Yeah, that's the real jump scare for you. But listen up, don't stress. Exchange Credit Repair is definitely here to turn that credit nightmare into a financial glow up. And I'm talking deletions, fixing mistakes, helping you build a credit score that makes the banks smile bigger than your grandma at Sunday dinner. So why keep getting good night for your cars or your houses or even that cute little apartment with the balcony view? Yes, the one that you've been stalking online. With Exchange Credit Repair, your yes season is finally loading. And the best part is they keep it fun, they keep it simple and drama free. No confusion jargon, no shady stuff, just real results that will put you back in the driver's seat of your own finances, literally. So go ahead and text your future self and say, hey, don't worry, boo, we got this. Then call Exchange Credit Repair today, because a better credit score is not just possible, it's waiting on you.
Because they always say that divine power without divine character just really becomes divine manipulation in a sense. But that's only when it's turned dark. But let me just say this while we're talking and speaking on witchcraft at its core. It's not always going to be dark or evil, because it's simply just the act of using words or using intentions or rituals to create change in unseen realms. That's it. It's influenced by energy, belief, and vibration. So every time someone prays, manifests, or speaks something over their life, they're practicing a form of spiritual influence. The difference lies in between the intention. Like, are you doing it for love or light, or fear and control? Like, I'm pretty sure you all heard people saying things like, hey, words hold spells. Don't say that. Death is in the tongue. You know, we constantly hear these phrases a lot, okay? And we don't really realize how powerful these words are. Like, I know you guys constantly have heard through, you know, ancient texts or traditions, a lot of the times you'll hear them saying that spelling is literally meant casting a spell, like to cast a spell on somebody. The words we speak are forms of vibration that shapes our reality. Like when you say things like, I'm so broke, or I always attract the wrong people, nothing ever works out for me, you're really just affirming it. You're creating a low frequency declaration that your energy is going to basically start to match. And that's everyday witchcraft. Using your power, the power of your tongue, to shape your world, whether you're doing it consciously or not. Even in the scripture, it says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And that saying alone, that's not a poetic language that people tend to speak every now and then. No, that's energetic law. Like, rituals are most definitely hidden in plain sight. And let's look at something else while we definitely jump on the topic of rituals now, since we're on witchcraft. When you look at something as simple as saying happy birthday as a tradition, when you really break it down, that ritual mirrors ancient practices of intention setting and energy protection, okay? People gather around a circle, you know, a symbol of unity and focus, of course. The lights go out just to heighten the concentration and the symbolic rebirth, of course. The candles are lit, fire and transformation and manifestation all in one. And then everybody starts to chant in sync, of course, in unison. You know, everybody chanting one thing, group vibration, you know, and the energy is amplified. Then the person whose birthday it is, they get to make a wish, an intentional spell, and then they blow out the candles to seal it. So when we're thinking about witchcraft, we can't really envision a old lady on a broom with a black hat, okay? we need to picture, you know, energy management in a sense, because every prayer, every affirmation, every insult, or every wish is definitely a spell in motion. So instead of fearing the concept, the real call here today is to become conscious creators, to speak blessings, not curses, to set these intentions with love and not manipulation. Because once you understand what your words really are and what they really mean, and that these rituals are already shaping our world, you stop fearing witchcraft and start practicing wisdom. Like these crystals, these sage, these tarot cards, they're tools for clarity, not contracts with the devil. And let me explain something to you real quick, because some of y'all are out here clutching your pearls, or at worst, you clutching your church hats every time you see someone light a stick of sage or pull a tarot card. Like, come down, Brenda. Nobody's sermoning demons around here, okay? We're just trying to breathe and make sense of our feelings, okay, without crying into our coffee again. But see, someone somewhere along the lines, they told a lot of people that crystals, sage, or tarot cards were most definitely evil, and that they were of witchcraft, and that these were all items of the devil's tools. And this message most definitely came from our oppressors, because they did not want our ancestors using this type of work against them. Okay, you can go back and research it, but better yet, I'm gonna do you a better one. I will talk about it on the next podcast episode and enlighten you even further, because we staying woke around here, okay? But here's the nasty truth. These ancient spiritual instruments were used by people long before our oppressors slapped the sin label on everything that they couldn't understand. They slapped this sinful label on it because they didn't want us breaking free of our chains, okay? But let's just take a minute and break this down even a little bit more, because crystals are literally minerals formed in the earth's crust, under intense pressure and over time, of course. That's divine engineering right there. You think that's dark energy? You think that Mother Nature is dark? Nah, baby, that's genealogy with a side of glory. Each crystal vibrates as a natural frequency, just like sound waves or light waves, or even like your favorite gospel song. When we hold or even wear crystals, we're simply just aligning with those frequencies. Like for me, I love the amethyst crystals. It keeps me calm. I constantly wear the rose quartz crystals on my wrist, and I wear them for love, out of love, to reflect love and to radiate love. I wear the obsidian for protection, okay? And this is not magic, baby, okay? It's metaphysics, okay? Let's go ahead and say that, because no, I am not acting brand new. Like, your Apple Watch tracks your heartbeats, and these crystals can too, okay? You might use your Fitbit, but please make it make sense, because you cannot downplay me wearing my crystal bracelets in replace of your diamond bracelets, okay? Because it's not the same thing. The two holds different energies. And yeah, I can get into that topic too on another episode. You know your girl keep you flavorful over here and wise, okay? But when we're talking about God's natural air freshener for the soul, we're going to think about sage, okay? Or smudging, because it has been practiced by a lot of indigenous people for 1,000 years, if not more. Like, this is not something that's witchy. It's ancestral hygiene. You wash your hands so your hands can basically stay clean. You wash your body so your body can stay clean, right? So when you think of sage and smudging, the smudging basically just clears your energy. And the sage itself, it releases negative ions whenever it's burned. Science can back this up too. Don't take my word for it. You don't have to do that. You can definitely Google it or study it, whatever, whichever helps. But it definitely purifies the air, and it's going to overall improve your mood. Like, overall, you're going to start feeling better, okay? Those negative energies that wanted to come out and play in your light, they're now gone. And it's not summoning spirits like a lot of people think. They be like, you summoning this, you summoning that, you summon these negative entities. I'm not summoning anything. It's setting boundaries. There's a big difference. If you can light a Bath and Body Works candle that smells like pumpkin spice or apples and cinnamon, you can definitely light a little sage to reset your spirit. Like, I don't see anything wrong with it. Now, let's just get into these tarot cards for a minute because, ooh, baby, let's clear this one up real fast because y'all love to dramatize certain things. Y'all see tarot card readers, you'll be like, oh, she's the devil. You know, you start saying all kind of ungodly things about this woman. But tarot cards is not about predicting the future or calling in spirits, so you guys like to say, okay? It's a reflection tool, you know? You know what a reflection tool is. It's a way to access your intuition and gain some clarity on what's already been staring in your subconscious, okay? So you've already been thinking about this. It's already been pulling on your heartstrings. It's been pulling on your third eye. And when a reader pulls these tarot cards, they're not summoning up demons. They're reading the energy, not the devil's group chat, okay? None of that. Tarot cards is like therapy with pictures. It helps you to see what's going on beneath the surface. The cards don't tell you what you do, okay, or tell you what to do, okay? They show you what your spirit already knows, but your mind has been ignoring, okay? It's guidance, not control. And let's be honest, half of the people out here calling tarot cards evil are the same ones that's checking their horoscope every Monday morning, like, let me see if it's Mercury retrograde yet. I want to make sure I'm in full alignment. You know, I'm calling out of work, so please don't bother me during this time. Like, you checking the moon phases and everything. Like, what? Make it make sense, please. Oh, I almost definitely make it make sense, because here's the real tea. God gave us resources from plants to stones to intuitive gifts just to help us connect back to Him. Not to replace Him, not to call on any other gods outside of Him, none of that. It's not about worshiping somebody else or worshiping this particular tool, in a sense. It's more so about using the tool to deepen your awareness of the divine truth that already lives within you. You don't call the stethoscope evil just because the doctor uses it to check your heartbeat, do you? They pull out that stethoscope and they put it up against your chest and listen to the beats per minute or per second of your heart to see if there's any type of fluctuations or irregular heartbeats. You're not calling Him evil. You're not looking at Him side eye like, what you doing with that? Like, the tool itself isn't the power. It's the intent behind the tool. Now, if your intent is healing, clarity, and alignment, then your practice is sacred and not sinful. So, next time someone side-eyes you for lighting some sage or meditating with your rose quartz crystals, just smile and say, relax, boo-boo. I'm not conjuring up spirits. I'm clearing them. If you have stayed with me thus far through this entire conversation about crystals, sage, tarot cards, energy, and intention, then I already know something about you. You're not just curious, you're seeking.
And seeking is the first sign of awakening. See, the whole purpose of this episode wasn't to convince you of anything. It was to remind you that wisdom doesn't contradict faith. It completes it. And the same God who made the sun and the stars made the quartz and the amethyst. The same spirit that moves through your prayers moves through your intuition as well. And the same mouth that can curse can also create miracles. So when you talk or when you speak about spiritual tools or words or even rituals for that matter, we're not talking about dark acts, okay? We're talking about human responsibility. We are the vessels. We are the conductors of this divine electrical flow. And the power running through us will always express itself according to our inner wiring. And that's our thoughts, our motives, and our heart's posture. So let me tell you something. Every day you wake up, you're waking up with energy. Every word you speak, every intention that you set, every emotion you entertain, that's spiritual currency. So the question isn't whether you're doing witchcraft or not. The question is, are you creating consciously or carelessly? Because the words you release are contracts within the universe. The energy that you carry is the petition to heaven. And the way that you move tells your creator exactly what you believe and what you deserve. I once heard someone say, God is too big to fit inside one interpretation. And I felt that because people love to box divinity into something that they can control or comprehend. But spirituality, it's expansive. It's dynamic. It's multidimensional. It doesn't always fit neatly into one doctrine, but it will always point back to love. So when you see someone lighting sage or playing with crystals or pulling out tarot cards, just pause before you judge. Ask yourself, what spirit are they moving in? But light recognizes light, and fear recognizes misunderstanding. So let's be real. Yes, there are people who use this energy, tools, and even words for harm. But that's not new to us. Power in the wrong hands has always been a dangerous thing. That's why discernment matters. Like we said earlier, it's no different than a firearm. You can use it to protect yourself, or you can use it to destroy yourself. The metal didn't sin, the motive did. And the same goes for every tool in the spiritual world. So don't throw away your gifts too quick just because somebody else misuses theirs. Don't abandon your calling because someone else is abusing their power. Learn, study, center yourself in love, and always check your heart before you move. You are not crazy for being curious. You are not evil for exploring your gifts. And you are not wrong for wanting to understand the language of your own soul. If anything, that curiosity is proof that God is calling you higher, not away. In Proverbs 2, verse 6, it says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." So, if God is a giver of wisdom, then why would he fear you seeking it? Wisdom has never been the enemy. Ego has. And if you're not aware, your power is sacred, not scary. Your curiosity is divine, not dangerous. Your discernment is your greatest protection, so use it wisely. You do not have to understand everything to be at peace with it. And the closer you walk with truth, the less you will need to defend it. So just let that one sit in for a minute.
before I sign off, I want to leave you with peace, because peace is the highest currency. It's the highest frequency. And for me, it's the one vibration that fear cannot survive in. Whether you're listening from your car, your couch, or your healing season, I speak clarity over you. May your mind be calm. May your spirit be grounded. May your curiosity lead you to deeper levels of understanding, not deeper fear. And may you always remember that you are the vessel of the divine intelligence, not a victim of superstition. So next time someone tells you something is evil, pause and ask yourself, is this truly evil, or is it simply misunderstood? Because sometimes what we call dark is just light we haven't learned to see yet. And that, my loves, is your reminder to stay open, stay grounded, and stay aligned. You are growing. You are glowing. You're exactly where you need to be. Thank you for riding with us on this eye-opening journey today. I hope today's episode got your mind buzzing, sparked some deep questions, and maybe even made you rethink everything that you thought you knew. If you found yourself just nodding along, laughing, and wanting to text your best friend, then go right ahead. Hit that share button at the top and spread the word. Somebody needs to hear this. And don't just listen and bounce. Hit that subscribe button and rate the show and leave a review so that we can all keep you serving truth and fire every week. Thank you for tuning in to No, But Seriously. Let me explain. The space where we challenge the matrix, break free from illusion, and keep it real with you every step of the way. I am your host, Lala Zavi, coming with all the wisdom, the fire, and the soul medicine. Clock it. Until next time, keep your energy clean, your third eye clear, and your spirit sovereign. Peace, love, and power to all of my beautiful listeners. Stay woke, stay whole, stay rising. You are the power, the magic, the truth. They can try to bury it, but they cannot take it away from you. And remember, the real revolution starts when you wake up and reclaim your mind. Love ya.